You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. Starting at the very top, we heard the band Atlantic Thrills, hailing from Providence, Rhode Island. And we heard the track Where I Go, taken from their brand new record 3, out on Almost Ready Records. Again, Atlantic Thrills will be on the Toddaphonic Todd Show this Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. They'll also be playing in the area, Alphaville in Brooklyn on Friday, and at the Meat Locker in Montclair, New Jersey this Saturday. After Atlantic Thrills, we heard the Sonics, their cover of Money from 1965. After that, we heard the Premonitions, hailing from Los Angeles, California, and the track Mary Lou Blue, taken from their excellent new record Other Side, which is out on Outro Records. The Lots gave us their cover version of the track Stop and Think It Over, which was written by Greg Cartwright and originally released by the Compulsive Gamblers back in 2000. We then heard from Los Furtivos from Spain. They gave us Solo Quiero Rock and Roll from 1989. The Dickies gave us their cover of Night in White Satin, cover of the Moody Blues classic from 1979's Dawn of the Dickies album. The Cortinas gave us Fascist Dictator, their single from 1977. Eddie and the Hot Rods gave us Teenage Depression from 1976. And we finished up that set of rock and roll with Ramones' Cretin Hop, first track from their third LP, Rocket to Russia. I got one more song to spin for you guys before I hand the reins over to the one and only Chris Crash for his show Strong Style, coming up in a matter of moments. And make sure you keep your digital tuners locked to Rock and Soul, because after Strong Style, you got Mike Sinn and Matt Clark, the 1-2 Punch, who host What's Happening from 9 to 11 p.m. Always a great show. Make sure you tune in to all the great shows here on the Rock and Soul stream throughout the entire week. Last of my time. Hope you guys enjoyed the show and the tunes tonight. Stay safe out there. Stay cool. It's super hot here in the tri-state area. Until next Tuesday night, adios.
I want your all and everything, just to be mine. It's your my baby. Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
demons. This is it. I'm gonna send you straight back to hell. I've done it. I'm Devilman.
Let's take a swing at the motherfuckers.
Okay, once the door's open, there can be no going back.
Get ready, fighters! Triumph or die!
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates. From 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready? Go!
Ew, freaks. Code Bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash. I got another action-packed episode for you today as part of the Immortal Super Tuesday lineup, the best block of rock and roll radio on the airwaves today. We just heard from Angelo Bisanti, a YouTuber who does a lot of metal covers of classic anime themes, and we just heard him perform Devilman no Uta, a metal cover of the Devilman 70s TV show theme, and oh my god, Devilman is probably one of, if not my absolute favorite character, not only in all of manga, in all of fiction, honestly. Created in 1972 by Go Nagai, Devilman is the story of Akira Fudo, a teenager who comes under attack by a demon. He is going to be consumed by a demon, but because Akira is the rare human with an absolutely pure heart, the demon doesn't consume him. Akira consumes the demon and becomes a creature of which the world has never seen. Devilman, a creature with the ferocity and violence and powers of a demon and the heart of a human. And what follows is a tale of ultra-violence, drama, and Go Nagai's very pointed commentary, a very pessimistic commentary on the world. Incredible, incredible hero. Before that, we heard from Part-Time Filth out of Nashville, Tennessee, with 300 Pounds of Hate, their favorites around here. And to start off the show, Elvis 2 out of Melbourne, Australia, with Living with the App from their brand new album, Thank You Very Much. Alright, we started the show with one badass theme. Let's go right to another. The theme of one of the hottest and hardest working bands walking the earth today, the Prof Fuzz 63 out of Texas. We're gonna hear the Professor Fuzz 63 theme right now. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Eek us out!
Finally, then I got a 63. resto col tonno. Sono fatto di mangio quello che voglio. E se manca di sale mi passa la fame, mi manca un cane, mi manca anche te. Sono morto di caldo, di fatto mi mangio la pasta col pesto, col tonno. Sono fatto, mi mangio quello che voglio. E se manca di sale mi passa la fame, mi manca il mio cane, mi manca anche te. Sono fatto, mi mangio quello che voglio. E se manca di sale mi passa la fame, mi manca il mio cane, mi manca anche te. Sono morto più di una volta, nella notte la luna è stata. Non ci voglio pensare, mi metto a mangiare, mi fumo il mio cane, me ne devo andare. Da qua, e non importa che accadrà, e non importa coccodè.
Thank you. Because I'm socialized. Because I'm socialized. of you with tears in your eyes. I look at him, he's laughing.
How right you are, Hulk Hogan. There are no Hulkamaniacs here in the Strong Style Dojo. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Sheena and the Rockets with Good Luck, featuring Makoto Ayakawa on vocals, who was the band's main songwriter, guitarist, and the man who won life's lottery and was able to call himself Mr. Sheena Rocket. Ryan Kidd before that, out of Memphis, Tennessee, with Cratch from a brand new single of his, Remote View. That is a cover of a 1978 song by The Tights. Brand new from Dee Sablu before that, out of New Orleans, a song of his called Socialize for Your Love. He's a multi-instrumentalist who, and this is his solo material, he's typically the guitarist and songwriter for the band Casual Burn. Non-band before that, a legendary Japanese no-wave band that was around early in the Tokyo punk movement. We heard Duncan Dancing, performed live in 1982 in Sendai. Teo Wise was before that, out of Italy, with Morto di Caldo from their brand new album, Fermo o Sparo. Alpha Hopper out of Buffalo was before that with So Easy from their brand new album Let Heaven and Nature Sing 2. And to start off the set, the Prof Fuzz 63 performing the Professor Fuzz 63 theme from their brand new album My Heart's Still Beating But I'm Dead to You. Alright, as always, I really appreciate everyone listening to the madness that I bring to the world every single week. And if you don't know, we actually have a comments board on WFMU.org. If you want to come by and say hi, say how much you're enjoying the show, that would be much appreciated. We have a steady cast of characters on the comments board, and one of those normal listeners and commenters is Laura Panic out of Australia. She, who is part of the band Bitchcraft, and just last week in the comments section, she brought a stable of new fighters to compete in the Strong Style Dojo. I listened to them all. I loved them all. And one band that I want to play to you today that really blew me away is a band called the Gusset Rats out of Lismore, Australia. Don't exactly know what a gusset rat is. Gusset's a word with multiple meanings, but I wonder if it is in reference to a gusset plate, which is something you use in construction. It's a flat piece of metal with all these, like, blades sticking out of it. And I know what it is because it is currently a popular weapon to use in deathmatch professional wrestling. Especially, like, there's a lot of spots where a guy gets a gusset plate stuck in his head. It's absolutely brutal and absolutely gnarly to see. But, of course, after you do the spot for a while, it's hard to come up for reasons for why you would get a gusset plate stuck in your head. But, you know, they have good writers down there. Matt Tremont can actually do a gusset plate to the head spot that'll really make you think. But yeah, this band absolutely rocks, the Gusset Rats, and we're going to hear their song Change coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
Yeah. passion and the rest. Had a fucking gut who comes, so now I'm dealing dead. Bitch, bitch, yeah! Than their reflections, they think a knife will show up and fuck souls way beyond redemption. Cause all of them but choices and their juice caused me pain. Now they pay the price and only have themselves to blame. Yeah. Take a round of my house if you want a fucking man. Do they come up quickly, then I'll very likely cram. The stupid ugly skirt has done your ear daily grown. The failure of my life will end up very signature.
Thank you. I've given you weapons, taught you techniques, endowed you with knowledge. There is nothing more for me to give you. All that's left for you to take is my life, by your own hand. One must die, and one must live. No victory, no defeat. The survivor will carry on the fight. It is our destiny. The one who survives will inherit the title of boss. And the one who inherits the title of boss will face an existence of endless battle. I'll give you 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, MiGs will come and bomb the hell out of this place. If you can beat me in less than 10 minutes, you'll be able to escape in time. Let's make this the greatest 10 minutes of our lives, Jack.
Boss?
You're a soldier. Finish your mission. Prove your loyalty. Face me. Let's see what you're made of.
With darkness and silence through the night, what a thrill. I'm searching and I'm melting to you. What a fear in my heart, but you're so
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Family Jewels featuring Adriana Figueroa performing the theme to Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, one of my absolute favorite video games of all time. Sepultura before that with We Are Not As Others from the classic Chaos AD album. Icarus out of the UK with their song Cain, which means traitor, from their brand new EP Anwach Al-Mut. Savage Master out of Knoxville, Tennessee with Black Rider from their brand new album Dark and Dangerous. Bitchcraft featuring Laura Panic out of Newcastle, Australia. We heard the song Vengeance and Violence End to start off the set. The Gusset Rats out of Lismore, Australia with Change from their brand new album Dead to Me. And folks, we are desperately out of time. I only have room for one more rager, something brand new from Dead Pioneers out of Denver, Colorado. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark. Coming up right after this.
All right. Hey there, everybody. You are listening to the What's Happening show on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I say me in the singular because Matt Clark cannot be here tonight. He has been called away on a special mission. So it's just Mike Sinton. I hope you guys are going to stick with me. Hope you guys will enjoy what you're hearing. Let me tell you what the story is. Let me tell you what the story is going to be. Folks, it's Two for Tuesday. I don't know if a lot of you folks recognize that phrase. I don't know the age brackets of our group, but if you grew up classic rock radio, as I did, I being of the Generation X generation, as it's termed, classic rock radio used to do a lot of things called Two for Tuesday, where they play two tracks by each artist. And it was supposedly very exciting. And I'm taking that concept and I'm going to do that tonight here on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream on the What's Happening show. I'm playing all 45s. I hope that's cool. Some will be in better condition than others, is the usual case when I'm doing this. And I just hope, people enjoy it, because the thing is, folks, when it comes to picking two songs by an artist on a 45, I could probably do it for 5 hours. Some of you are probably going to say, like, oh, how can we play that? How can